Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, yo. Yo, yo, yo.
Can you hear me? Yo, I'm in here. Can you hear me? No? No? Hello? Hello?
I can hear you.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Okay, awesome. Yes, I can.
Right.
Okay, straight.
All right, we're good.
Technical difficulties, but yo, 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 what's up?
What up? What is up?
Not much. It's a really good week. It seems as though we're in, I don't know, late fall here in Detroit.
And at the end of April.
Right, right. My voice is a little hoarse. My allergies have been kicking my butt, but I have some nice, fresh from the earth water.
Really? I can't even tell.
Oh, good.
Oh, you said you had to say
I'm
fresh
happy.
From the earth water, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But,
yeah, make that distinction.
Right, right. Man, so how, your week's been good?
Yeah, no complaints, no complaints.
Good. Same here.
Yeah.
Pretty good week. Weeks tend to go by pretty quickly. So it's just, you know, it's chugging along. So can't complain.
All right.
And, you know, okay, so down to business. Guys, you know that we love to talk about all sorts of fun things here at Is That So Detroit. However,
yes,
we do. We try. But we also keep our ears to the ground, and we are very, very much conscious and interested in current events and the state of society. And thus, we are right back. We're right back. Okay, so when did we start this show? Sometime December, was it?
We started it, I think, right before the new year.
Okay, right, right, exactly.
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that. So we haven't even been around for a whole 6 months. And we are right back at this topic. I think we've discussed it maybe 3 times.
Yeah.
This is so...
I think we have.
Maybe more. It's... I'm discussing it. Having to have this conversation 1 time in 6 months is too much.
Right.
But...
Right.
Let's dig into this, because this is really, it's funny, right? This is a podcast, but I feel like I don't have words. I just want to, like, cry.
It's getting to be too much. And it's starting to get to a point where I'm usually, like, very optimistic. It's starting to get to a
mm-hmm.
point where I'm, I don't want to say hardening myself, or I'm becoming hardened by
mm-hmm.
everything, but it's just like, you know, I try to think the best of people.
Yeah.
You know, something like said is conspiracy. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I'm starting
right.
to be like, yeah, people are really, they really don't like black people. That's how I'm starting to feel. Like, you know,
yeah.
there's really something going on against the black race, you know. Like, it keeps
yeah.
happening.
I feel you. And, it's scary when you are, you know, somewhat of a pacifist like myself. You start to feel like an angry black woman? Like, that's not cool. And it's funny, like, we joke about it in other circumstances. Like, every woman, black, white, yellow, you know, like any color, purple, green, blue, every person has times in their life where they're upset, where they feel disgruntled because of some injustice that has happened in their personal local life, right? So that's not what I'm talking about when I say, like, I feel like a mad black woman. Like, not the Madea, a man hurt me, now I hate the world type mad black woman. Like, a real... You know how when you're in elementary school, especially in a place like Detroit, in a good school, and they show you the documentaries and the movies about slavery, and
right.
you would
you
feel
see,
like in that
all
moment,
the different things, yeah,
exactly, and you got that feeling like, but. Like, you were angry and mad about what was done to people that looked just like
you. Every
but
time you see, like, a white person, you just want to, like, you know, you just want to hate them and
shake them.
You know.
Like, what were
right.
you guys thinking? Right. But that was even a little detached, right? Because it was hundreds of years ago or decades ago
right.
for the Civil Rights Movement, which was still really close. But in elementary school, we felt like, well, we've come, you know, a ways. We can, like, sit in the front of the bus. We can drink water from good old water from the earth, from the same fountain as our white counterparts. Nobody's going to come in my school and you know, throw me on the ground or find me on the
right.
street and turn on fire hoses on me, right?
Right.
However, we've come to a place just a short, less than 30 years later, where I feel like we are in the middle of a civil rights movement that we've seen in the past, and it's scary because I think that it's going to escalate.
Right.
Because at what point?
Yeah.
You know, like it's like I feel it more now, and it's weird because right we're going through our everyday lives. But this
right.
stuff is happening right now, and everybody has an opinion about it. And you find
right.
yourself in more and more racial and civil discussions and debates and conversations because even on social media, my friends and family,
right.
everybody's, like, unfriending people right now because they're
yes.
starting to see some of those hateful tendencies. And, you know, you
right.
some days you just don't need to get on Facebook because you're going to be upset about something that one of your cousins
right.
has said, or one, you know, everybody's saying,
right.
mixed up now.
And not even just that, more than that. And, you know, I went to college, you went to college, you know, so we meet different
mm-hmm.
people, you know.
Exactly, you have
so
a lot of different friends.
Different races, different cultures, you know,
right.
they don't understand it. They don't understand
exactly.
the plight of the black race. So they can say some things. And it gets under our skin because it's just like they just don't know. They just look at it a different way, totally. Like,
right.
you know, for those of you that don't know, we're talking about the unjust act that happened in Baltimore, you know, the killing of
right.
Freddie Gray, you know, by the police.
Right.
You know, and it's crazy
because
people are protesting.
Right.
It was to a point
yeah.
where the Baltimore baseball team couldn't play a game. They had to have a closed game where no fans were allowed just for the safety
right.
of the fans.
Right.
Because people are protesting so hard.
Exactly. They closed out. They have a citywide curfew. One of our sisters, like close, we grew up with her, lives in Baltimore. She's like less than 10 minutes away from where a lot of the unrest
right.
is physically happening. Physically, I say
right.
physically because there's unrest all over, but where it's physically happening, she teaches, they close schools down. They're trying to keep everybody in the city safe. We're back at a surfacey discussion about the existence of riots.
Right.
First of all, rioting is not a black thing. I repeat.
It's not.
Rioting is not a black thing. You remember in Lion King where Rafiki was like Simba was like, he was my father or something like that. And he goes, correction, he is your father. Like, I've been feeling like that so much lately, like, correction, rioting is not
right.
a black thing. It is not a thug thing.
Right.
Like,
it's not.
Can we just talk about the fact that riots happen all the time, and 90% of the riots that happen in America are for sporting events with white people,
right.
are
right.
at
Kansas,
festivals
not
with
Kansas,
white
I'm
people.
Sorry, Kentucky. Kentucky's
yeah.
basketball team, when they lost in the Final Four, they rioted. Burned
exactly.
things down. It was crazy.
Exactly.
Over a basketball game.
We want to talk about, right, we want to talk about destruction of property. Let's talk about that. But where was the coverage and outrage because those thugs are destroying people's hard earned living.
They showed it, but it wasn't as, they didn't, you know, it wasn't like, oh my God, you know, stop the presses,
right.
You know,
right,
CNN,
exactly.
MSNBC, you know.
Right. They expect it for sporting events, but let somebody kill a little black boy, they don't think anybody should get angry about anything. Like, and I'm not a proponent of rioting. I am I'm a pacifist. I'm a proponent of peaceful civil unrest. However, it irks me when they try to make it seem like a black thug thing that they can use to label us.
Exactly.
Because it's not.
And they didn't show like all the peaceful protests and all the people standing together. They didn't show all of that, you know.
Right.
They put more emphasis on the looting and the riots, you know, and that's just what they think of. It's just like somebody I know, they posted a picture from somebody that wasn't black. The picture, you know, it had like some monkeys and gorillas on it, you know, like protesting, like Planet of the Apes, I believe. And they said that's black people in Baltimore right now. And that's what they think about us.
But you know what? Freedom of the press and all of that, go right ahead, America, because I believe we're headed for revolution. And this is exactly how it gets started. When you see, and that's the other thing, they want to say, well, there's black-on-black crime. Yep, there sure is. You know what else there is? White-on-white crime, Hispanic-on-Hispanic, you know, Latino-on-Latino crime, Asian-on-Asian crime. There's all sorts of crime in this world. So let's not confuse the criminals and their criminal activity with the fact that our people that are sworn in to protect and serve are kicking us off. That is a difference.
Yeah.
So when we say Black Lives Matter, it's just like when Princess Di died, you know, way before her time, and people were in mourning. People didn't say, well, people die all the time. No, duh. Yeah, people die all the time. But that was heart-wrenching. So it's the same thing here. You know what I mean? It's like, come on. When someone shot down President Lincoln, people weren't
Kennedy.
People get assassinated all the time. And, I mean, Kennedy, people weren't like, people get assassinated all the time, so it's not that big of a deal. No, they were in mourning. There was unrest. Because that was hurtful to a people group, to the American population. When 9/11 happened, people weren't like, oh, all over the world, why is America tripping? All over the world, people are getting bombed. No, we were in mourning. There was unrest because that was hurtful. So saying you don't get to feel any emotion because it happens all the time, that's a very poor argument, media, people groups. Black people, white people, all sorts of people that are saying that, that's a very poor, poor argument to have. And how are we to feel safe if the people that are supposed to protect us are killing us? There is an open season on us right now.
Right. And the thing that gets me is, you know, they try to justify by saying we're in the wrong, you know, we're doing this, we're breaking laws. Okay, you know, laws have a consequence, right? You know, if Pookie, Ray Ray, you know, they break into a building, you know, the law is they get arrested, they get tried, they get convicted, not he gets shot and he gets killed. You know.
Exactly. Who made these officers the officer, judge, and jury? That's my problem. Because when Dahmer went and killed everybody, guess what there was? There are trials.
Yeah,
like
trial,
when,
right?
When Columbine happened, people were falling backwards over themselves trying to figure out the root cause of why those boys went into that school and killed everybody. They were falling over backwards trying to figure out how the educational system and the medical system had done them wrong by not seeing the signs first. When I say people right. are still writing essays about how it's not the gun laws and it's the gun laws or it's the medication that we're giving our kids that has caused these tragedies, and it's really a tragedy on both sides that those boys felt so ostracized that they felt like they had to go and do Columbine. There are
right.
books written about it, but when our kids go and rob a store, they just get shot down in the street and left. Come on.
Oh no, he was making a big ruckus. He's robbed the store before it happened.
Right.
What does that have
right.
to do with him getting killed? Why does he get killed?
Exactly.
Because he robbed the store.
Exactly.
You know.
We just saw
the
video with the guy who shot the man down and then went and planted the evidence next to the body. The only reason that anything happened was because we caught you red-handed. But believe
right.
that had there not been that video, the same thing would have happened where people are on administrative paid leave.
Right.
And getting psyche valves and being told, well, you had to do your job. Being a police officer is a hard thing, but you would probably do it the same way next time because you shouldn't have to deal with that type of danger. No, you decided to become a law enforcement officer. Yes, it is a difficult job. Yes, I respect the police. Yes, I do feel bad. I understand that it's hard to make split-second decisions. However, what I don't agree with is when clearly time after time after time, there are people who are not threatening your lives, people who are surrendering, people who are saying,
right.
I can't breathe, please just let me breathe, and you slaughtered
right.
me.
Right, right.
I'm not
it's always something. Like with the Trayvon Martin, you know, they said he was under influence and he beat the man up. He beat Zimmerman up and Zimmerman feared for his life when, you know, they have records that he called the police and the police said to leave it alone. He kept going anyway.
Exactly. He wasn't even a policeman. He was a community watch. Come on now. Come on,
right.
guys. That's
yeah.
what I'm saying. Like, come
right.
on.
And I think that speaks to, like, a bigger issue of the fact that black lives don't matter from the widespread perspective. It's just, we've been in this predicament we've never been able to get out of ever since we got here
right.
from Africa. I just feel
right.
like, you know, yes, black is beautiful, and yes, we're doing great things, but, you know, widespread, unless we're, you know, one of the few that make it out, that have the mindset to rise above and do great things
right.
to Obamas of the world. They look at us as
right.
entertainers and athletes and, you know, things like that. If we're not that, we don't matter. We're not smart enough to think for ourselves. Therefore, they almost feel like subconsciously and sometimes consciously they're doing the America and the world a favor by eliminating us. That's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't used to feel like that, but after these things happen, you start to be like, man, this is kind of calculated.
Yeah, yeah. Tell me about it. And then when you hear things like honest to goodness, guys, listeners, if you are in a place of just extreme peace where all of the people around you are understanding and not, you know, morally and racially questionable, then I feel great for you. I really do.
Right.
But I feel like no one like that exists because with the rapid rate that these things are happening and how everyone has something to say, I know that in the last year, everyone has felt the racism at some point or another. And here's the thing. You get people saying, like, honestly, in 2014 and 2015, I've heard people under the age of 30. So this is not like, oh, your great-grandmother who, you know, she grew up with black people being, no, with them believing that we were second-class citizens, not even human, and it's hard to get out of your way. No. I mean, 2015, people that are less than 30 years old, so there's no excuse for you to just be racist because that's how you were raised and you didn't know any better. Saying things like, see, and this is why they need to go back. I have literally read those words typed by people who I'm connected with on social media who are less than 30 years old in 2015.
Right.
And are you forgetting, first of all, that you brought us here? Second of all, that you came here uninvited? Third
right.
of all, that we built this country? Like, there are so many holes in your racist, bigot, like, your attitude about the world and about America. And you know what? Keep on. Because this time,
right.
revolution coming, it's going to be televised, and y'all going to, well, look, if we got to go home, everybody got to go home. That's how I feel. One of my friends posted, a guy in my family, he's like an uncle, he posted a post that had like an Indian chief or Native American chief on it, and it was a meme, and it said, oh, you don't believe in immigration, in illegal immigration or immigration? Great. What do you mean? Like, seriously,
hey,
because y'all are immigrants too. Did you forget? And
right.
I feel like it's even worse because y'all act like your people haven't been. Now, not to the level of slavery, true, but you know what it's like to be ostracized. There
right.
are a lot of people groups that came here that are quote-unquote white that were ostracized when they got here. So you
right.
know what it's like. But now that you just a part of the majority, you're going to go ahead and just, you know, jump on the bandwagon? Come on. It's like, I don't understand it. I don't understand people who, I really don't understand people of color who are saying that type of foolishness. Like, you.
And sometimes it's color. And sometimes it's a matter of the haves and the have-nots, a matter of the franchise and the
yeah.
disenfranchised. That's what that boils down to.
It's like the black
people. Of course,
people
if they have none, if they have it, they feel like they've arrived. And they feel like,
right.
you know, if I can do it, why can't
That's you? That's foolish, though. That's foolish, though, because if you're a black person and your net worth is less than $3 million, your little jumping on the far-right Republican Protestant, quote-unquote, because they like to say that Republican is synonymous with Christian and morality, which it is not. You like to jump on that bandwagon, and you black, and your net worth is less than $3 million, you are in denial, and you are lying to yourself, and they are laughing at you. Because there is
right.
nothing about their policies and about their beliefs that should engender you to them. Like, come on.
Right.
It's the same thing. Like, man, it's saddening. And we do have some people that are speaking out that have a voice. We do have some artists and we have some people who have a platform that are focusing on the right things.
Right.
But right now, so many
right.
people are trying to protect us. And I understand it's scary. So you get a lot of people in our community that have platforms saying, just stop the rioting, stop the rioting. You guys are making it worse. That comes from a place of fear, and I understand that.
Right.
You know, we're scared.
And I agree. I do agree
us.
With that. Because when you are messing up your own community and neighborhood, that's not a good thing.
Exactly.
They're fervor, they're, you know, to a degree, you know, they're further like, ha, 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 look at these fools, you know.
Right.
They're messing up their hood. They're messing up their community,
right.
not ours. But when you
exactly.
talk about something to that magnitude, it is powerful to the point where,
right.
you know, people are looking, people are listening. So from that perspective,
right.
you know, they're like, stop the rioting. But,
right.
you know. People are angry,
and let's be honest,
so you can't
right.
blame them.
And let's be honest. They don't care whether you are for violence or for peace, for peaceful demonstrations. They will kill you either way. So let's not act like because we're rioting, that's going to make our plight different as
right.
far as the social climate of this country. Because guess who is dead? MLK and Malcolm X are dead. Okay?
Yep.
So...
Yep.
By
yep.
any means necessary, and the road of nonviolence, it does not matter. They still killed those black men because they were black and they were going for change. So let's not – I just don't want us to focus on the wrong things.
Thinking. They were killed because they thought they had
exactly.
power. They got people together.
Yep.
That's what killed
yep.
them. Not because, like you
exactly.
said, it wasn't their tactic. It's the fact that they had power and they thought, you know.
Right.
And it's funny how we talk about and, you know, sometimes we use it as an excuse. You know, we say the white man trying to keep us down, trying to keep his foot
mm-hmm.
on our neck. And
mm-hmm.
to a degree, it's an excuse, but to a degree, it's very
right.
true. So you can't,
right.
you know, I know it's there, but I don't want to think about it. That's how I live my life. I know it's there,
right.
but I'm not going to use that as something to keep me from doing what I have to do.
Right. Right. And it's really sad because America has touted itself as this progressive first world melting pot.
Land of the free.
Place of freedom.
Home of the brave.
Right. And it's not. Are we free? Are we brave? Are we
home
of
the brave?
I tell you what, like, not at all. You're talking about rolling mountains, majesty, amber waves of grain, all stained by blood. Come on, man. It's all stained
think
by
about
blood.
This.
There is no pride
the fact,
in our flag right now.
Think about the fact that this is like, that people break their necks. People die to get here. You
right.
know, what does that say about the world?
Right.
When
exactly.
people die to get here, this is like a first world country, you know. This is
yeah.
supposed to be the free world.
Right,
you know?
Exactly. People are dying to send their children here even without them. But they don't know that when they get here, some of them don't know when they get here they're going to deal with this. Some of them do, and it's just worse where they are. So I do understand that, too. There are war-torn countries in the world. So I'm not saying, like, well, who knows, because we might be headed somewhere that we really don't like. Because when you get to the place
right.
where it's okay for civil war, it might not look the same as it has in the past.
Right.
It might look the same
right.
as it has in the past, looking at how things are happening now. It's scary, though. And we're
right.
We're the generation that is starting to have kids. Why? And it's scary. It keeps me awake sometimes at night. I'm a thinker. And I'm like, God, I pray. Anywho, how do you even reconcile a desire to have a family and children with the current state of affairs in America?
Right.
You,
well,
it's scary. You can't.
Can't be kids. You know, they're going to do wrong.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to do some dumb stuff sometimes.
Right.
To tell my son that he can die for being a kid.
Right.
You know.
Right.
If
that's,
he breaks some glass,
scary.
He can die for breaking glass, and you know, or
right.
that's just an example. But you know, he can die because of that. He can die for wearing a hood
right.
in the dark at night in a bad
right.
neighborhood.
Right.
I mean, in a good neighborhood.
In a good one, right? It is. We can die while under custody. Well, they posted somebody on my Facebook posted a video of people being apprehended. The cops were so focused on the minority and beating on him that a white guy that was in cuffs on the ground literally got up and ran off. And some of them saw him and did not pursue him. They just kept beating the guy who's already on the ground. Like, that is crazy. I saw that video and I was like, come on. Come on. Like, what do you expect
right.
us to do? Because we know, at this point, the feeling is that you guys aren't going to protect us.
Right.
So how can we, are we going to have to protect ourselves? That's a scary
right.
thought.
Yeah, we're running out of time a little bit.
Yeah.
So how about this? How about we talk a little bit more about this and talk about the other side? You know, because we, as black people, we
yeah.
do need to get better. We do have things
yeah.
that we can do. So how about we talk about that next week?
Agreed. We will flip the script next week. So join us back.
All right. All right, cool.
All right. Peace.
Peace.